USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's sending federal law enforcement to Kenosha, Wisconsin to help restore law and order. The president saying he just got off the phone with Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who has agreed to federal assistance. The president also saying looting, violence, and arson will not be tolerated. Former Vice President Joe Biden also condemning the violence.
Protesting brutality is a right and absolutely necessary. But burning down communities is not protest. It's needless violence.
Hurricane Laura is fast approaching parts of the South as wind and water levels are now considered extremely dangerous. The National Hurricane Center says unsurvivable storm surge and destructive waves are expected to cause catastrophic damage to coastal areas of Texas and Louisiana. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Dr. John Howe, veterinarian and 2020-2021 AVMA immediate past president with the latest on COVID-19 and pets. There's been a very limited number of infections in companion animals, with most cases asymptomatic or with minor respiratory issues. Here are some key tips. If you're healthy, keep practicing good hygiene with your pet. Wash your hands before and after playtime and when handling food, waste, or supplies. It's best if you don't let your pets interact with people or pets outside your household, especially if you're in an area with community spread. Exercise is important for your pet, but try to steer clear of crowded dog parks. Mind the heat. Socially distance. Keep cats indoors whenever possible. If you're ill with COVID-19, try to have someone care for your pets. If you can't always wear a mask, don't share food, kiss, or hug your pets, and wash your hands before and after any contact. For more information on keeping your pets happy, healthy, and safe, visit avma.org.